You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Moses at the Red Sea, Part 2. My scripture is Exodus 14, 15 through 31. My text is Exodus 14, 21 through 22, which states, "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left." We have here the history of that work of wonder, which is so often mentioned both in the Old and New Testament, the dividing of the Red Sea before the children of Israel. It was the terror of the Canaanites, the praise and triumph of the Israelites. It was a type of baptism. Israel's passage through it was typical of the conversion of souls, and the Egyptians' utter destruction in it was typical of the final ruin of all not repentant sinners. An instance of God's almighty power in the kingdom of nature in dividing the sea and opening a passage through the waters. The instituted sign made use of was Moses stretching out his hand over it to signify that it was done in answer to his prayer for the confirmation of his mission and in favor to the people whom he led. The natural sign was a strong east wind, signifying that it was done by the power of God, whom the winds and the seas obey. If there be any passage in the book of Job which has reference to the miracles wrought for Israel's deliverance out of Egypt, it is that in Job 26:12. He divided the sea with his power. God can bring his people through the greatest difficulties and force a way where he does not find it. The God of nature has not tied himself to its laws, but when he pleases, dispenses with them, and then the fire does not burn, nor the water flow. An instance of his wonderful favor to his Israel. They went through the sea to the opposite shore. They walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the pillar of cloud, that glory of the Lord, being their rearward, that the Egyptians might not charge them in the flank. The waters were a wall to them. It is twice mentioned, on their right hand and on their left. Moses and Aaron, it is probable, ventured first into this untrodden path, and then all of Israel after them. And this march through the paths of the great waters will make their march afterwards through the wilderness less fearful. Those who had followed God through the sea needed not to fear following him whithersoever he led them. This march through the sea was in the night and not a moonshiny night. It was 7 days after the full moon, so they had no light but what they had from the pillar of cloud and fire. This made it more awful, but where God leads us, he will light us. This was done and recorded in order to encourage God's people in all ages to trust in him in the greatest narrow passages. What cannot he do who did this? What will not he do for those that fear and love him, who did this for these murmuring, unbelieving Israelites, who yet were beloved for their father's sake and for the sake of a remnant among them? We find the saints long afterwards making themselves sharers in the triumphs of this march. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him and see how his work of wonder is improved. An instance of his just and righteous wrath upon his and his people's enemies, the Egyptians, how they were infatuated. In the heat of their pursuit, they went after the Israelis, in the midst of the sea. Why, thought they, may not we venture where Israel did? Once or twice, the magicians of Egypt had done what Moses did with their enchantments. Pharaoh remembered this, but forgot how they were at a loss as to what to say, think, or do at last. They were more advantageously provided with chariots and horses, while the Israelites were on foot. Pharaoh had said, I know not the Lord. And by this, it appeared he did not, else he would not have ventured thus. None so bold as those that are blind. Rage against Israel made them thus daring and inconsiderate. They had long hardened their own hearts, and now God hardened them to their ruin and hid from their eyes the things that belong to their peace and safety. The ruin of sinners is brought on by their own presumption, which hurries them headlong into the pit. They are self-destroyers. How they were troubled and perplexed. For some hours they marched through the divided waters as safely and triumphantly as Israel did. But doubting, not doubting, but that in a little time they should gain their point. But in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians and troubled them. Something or other they saw or heard from the pillar of cloud and fire, which put them into great amazement that hinders and gave them an apprehension of their ruin before it was brought upon them. Now it appeared that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and that God has ways to frighten sinners into despair before he plunges them into destruction. He cuts off the spirit of princes and is terrible to the kings of the earth. They had reckoned and boasted as if the day were their own, and now they were troubled and dismayed, struck with a panic fear. They had driven furiously, but now they drove heavily and found themselves plugged and embarrassed at every step. The way they grew deep, their hearts grew sad. Their wheels dropped off, and the axle trees fell. Thus can God check the violence of those that are in pursuit of his people. They had been flying upon the back of Israel as a hawk upon the trembling dove. But now they cry, let us flee from the face of Israel. Israel has now, all of a sudden, become as much a terror to them as they had been to Israel. They might have let Israel alone, and would not. Now they would flee from the face of Israel and cannot. Men will not be convinced till it is too late that those who meddle with God's people meddle to their own hurt. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow God, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one. Be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you. Your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Don't